Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. The market certainly gave us a mixed bag today, didn't it? Felt like it was holding its breath.
It really did. You look at the S&P 500 finishing flat, and you'd think, just another day. But, oh, it was anything but run-of-the-mill. So much happening under the surface.
Absolutely. The SPY hovered around that 597.50 mark, showing some stability but not a lot of conviction. QQQ was similar, consolidating around 529. Both seemed to be waiting for a real spark.
Exactly. Volume was a bit anemic on those modest upward drifts. That tells me the market is cautious, maybe a little bit on edge, looking for that next big catalyst. The VIX actually declined a bit today, closing around 20.26, so outright panic isn't there, but the hesitation is palpable.
So what were the big headline drivers keeping everyone on their toes?
Well, geopolitics was front and center early on. The Israel-Iran situation had traders glued to their screens. President Trump's comments about still having time for Iran to negotiate gave an initial lift.
Right, that idea of a diplomatic solution not being completely off the table. But then he followed up with the Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon and that this week or next will be big. A bit of a mixed message there.
Precisely. It tempered some of that early optimism. And then all eyes shifted to the Fed. The FOMC left rates unchanged at 4.25 to 4.50% as expected.
But the Summary of Economic Projections, the SEP, that was a bit of a head-scratcher, wasn't it?
You could say that again. They're still penciling in 2 rate cuts by year-end, same as March. But, and this is the kicker, they increased their median estimates for both PCE and core PCE inflation for 2025 to 3.0% and 3.1%, respectively.
Higher inflation, but still expecting cuts? And they lowered the real GDP growth forecast to 1.4% and nudged up the unemployment estimate to 4.5%. That's interesting.
Confounding is the word used. And I think it fits. Fed Chair Powell's press conference didn't exactly clear the fog either. His main message was basically, uncertainty is high and we need more data. Plus, he expects tariffs to add some meaningful inflation in the coming months.
So the market digests all that, stocks pull back from their highs, treasury yields tick up a bit, but no major fireworks. The 10-year note yield settled up just 1 basis point at 4.40%. Sellers weren't exactly rushing for the exits.
Not at all. It was a reserved reaction. And that played out in the sector performances too. Pretty tight dispersion.
Let's talk sectors. Information technology managed a small gain, up about 0.4%, leading the pack. What else stood out?
Well, on the downside, energy and communication services were the weakest, both down around 0.7%. But even then, weakest is relative. Those aren't huge drops. WTI crude futures flirted with $75 a barrel, but settled up only modestly at $73.56.
The WaveRider AI analysis picked up on some of that too. XLK, the tech ETF, showing resilience, pushing past prior resistance. XLE, energy, in a recalibration phase. But defensive sectors like XLRE and XLU seem to be lagging.
That fits the picture. Not a massive rotation, more like investors are still trying to figure out the macro implications rather than making big bets on specific styles. It's a stock picker's environment, that's for sure.
Speaking of stock pickers, GMS Inc. had a fantastic day, up over 10%.
GMS was a bright spot. That Q4 earnings report was better than feared. Revenue down a bit year over year, but they beat on EPS. Management sounded cautiously optimistic, saying they might be nearing the bottom of the cycle in their end markets, despite current pressures from high rates and financing issues.
They mentioned strength in larger commercial projects, particularly public education, healthcare, and especially data centers, with a backlog extending well into 2026. That's a strong signal.
It is, and they're seeing volume growth in ceilings and complementary products. Plus, they're anticipating manufacturer price increases in steel framing due to tariff actions. So investors are clearly pleased they're navigating these headwinds and looking towards a potential recovery in the first half of calendar 2026.
Any other earnings that caught your eye today?
We had a few others. Corn/Ferry beat and guided Q1 EPS in line. Lizzie Boy missed by a penny but beat on revenues. On the guidance front, Nucor guided Q2 EPS above consensus, while Steel Dynamics guided below, so a mixed bag there as well.
All right, let's shift to what we're watching for tomorrow. Any breakout leaders or continuation setups looking strong after today's session?
Definitely. From the continuation side, CRCL is a name that's just on fire. It's in the energy sector, showing incredibly strong bullish activity, consistent high volumes, and big price escalations recently. It's a clear leader.
What are the levels on CRCL?
Key support is around $204.62, even down to $199.80. Resistance is coming in near $211, then $215, and potentially $220. If volume holds, it could really test that $215 mark. An ideal entry would be near that $204.62 support.
Got it. Another continuation?
ABCL, in the healthcare/biotech space. It's seen notable volume increases and close near its highs. Support around $3.47. Resistance starts around $3.55, up to $3.65. It's living above its moving average and looks poised for a potential move towards $3.60.
And ZS was also flagged as a continuation play to watch. Now, what about anticipation setups, stocks that are coiling up for a potential move?
Yes, on the anticipation front, CRWD in tech is interesting. It saw a recent volume spike and a jump above $480. Support is around $480.50 to $482. Resistance levels are $485, $486.50, and $488. If it holds above $482, it could push towards $485, maybe even $487.50.
LMT, in industrial goods, also on that list.
LMT has shown some volatility, but with minor upward trends. Support around $468. Resistance near $472, up to $474. A dip towards $468 could be an opportunity if it holds, with a target of $471.50 or higher.
And NTLA in healthcare?
NTLA looks like it's consolidating after some previous volatility. Support around $9.50 to $9.55. Resistance at $9.70. Then $9.75. A bounce off that $9.55 support could see it move towards $9.75. And don't forget NFLX. That's another one on the anticipation watch list for tomorrow.
Now, person two, the Fed still sounding cautious and the market generally flat. Are you concerned these individual breakouts might lack broader support if overall sentiment doesn't pick up?
That's a fair point. The broader market certainly provides the wind in the sails, or lack thereof. But in a sideways, consolidating market, relative strength and stock-specific catalysts become even more critical. These setups are often based on their own internal dynamics, earnings, news, or just strong technical patterns that can sometimes defy a muted tape, at least for a short-term trade. The key is strict risk management and watching that volume like a hawk.
Good point. Always about managing that risk. Let's hit some quick movers and upgrades. Analog Devices, ADI, got an upgrade to overweight at Cantor Fitzgerald. Genworth, GNW, upgraded to outperform at Keefe Bruyett.
On the flip side, Sarepta, SRPT, was downgraded to hold at TD Cowen. Sunrun, Run, cut to sector perform at RBC. And a couple of big names, UBS, downgraded to underweight at Morgan Stanley, and Zoetis, ZTS, to hold at Stifel.
Lots of other company news, too. ABBVI announced positive Phase 3 results. Amazon Zooks is reportedly increasing robotaxi production. Boeing had the NTSB recommend modifications to LEAP-1B engines.
And Gilead's Yeztugo, their HIV PrEP injectable, got FDA approval. That's a big one. First, twice-yearly option. Microsoft is apparently planning more workforce cuts in sales. And a bit of retail intrigue, Nike aiming to delay Kim Kardashian's Skims label launch.
So wrapping this all up, what are the key trader takeaways for tomorrow's session? We have May leading indicators and the Philly Fed index on the economic data front.
The main takeaway is that the market is in a delicate balance. Sentiment is cautiously optimistic, but conviction is low. We're range-bound in the indices, so watch those key levels. SPY support around 595.50, resistance at 600. For QQQ, support at 527, resistance at 531. A break of these levels on volume would be significant.
And it sounds like a focus on stock picking and sector weighting is crucial.
Absolutely. Look for those pockets of strength. Energy has shown some resilience, tech, particularly names like XLK, continues to hold up, but be wary of broader weakness if we can't get a decisive catalyst. Geopolitical developments and any further Fed speak will be critical. Stay nimble.
Excellent insights, as always. It's going to be another interesting day. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day, everyone.